With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Swakopmund Magistrate Gaynor Poulton has sentenced Yandre Dipenaar to 15 years in prison for murder. This is in connection with a horrific car accident that occurred in December of 2014 near Hentis Bay.
During Dipenaar's sentencing appearance at the Swakopmund Regional Court, Poulton also handed Dipenaar a sentence of $8,000 or 2 years imprisonment for reckless and negligent driving, and a sentence of $2,000 or 3 years imprisonment for driving without a valid driver's license, as well as revoking his license for 3 months. The accused has 2 weeks to appeal the sentence. Adolf Kaure, Future Media News, Swakopmund.
The Namibian Competition Commission has approved the merger between Dundee Precious Metals Tsumeb Holdings and Sinomine Resource Group, a Chinese-owned company, on condition that no Namibian employees are retrenched. Here is NACC spokesperson Dina Gova says.
The merging conditions include there should not be merger-specific retrenchments by the merged undertaking for a period of 3 years. The second condition, the merged undertaking shall ensure compliance with the mining license issued by the Ministry of Mines and Energy. Further notification is any member of the acquiring group desirous of acquiring an interest in a company which is the holder of an exclusive prospecting license or mining license and the proposed transaction falls below the merger notification thresholds shall notify the commission of the transaction.
To South Africa, where the Democratic Alliance has slammed the 2022 census as a national scandal and asked for a rerun, spokesperson Willie Orkamp criticized the 2.3 billion rand census, calling its compromised data a threat to socioeconomic planning.
It's a failure of monumental proportion with implications to all citizens. The DA is therefore calling for the next census to be significantly brought forward. The flaws in the current census are too significant to be ignored or patched up with half measures. We cannot afford to base our national planning on data that is fundamentally flawed.
And the US government has approved new COVID vaccines. The Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna mRNA vaccines will help protect against the latest strain of the virus, Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
As COVID cases rise across the US, the Food and Drug Administration has given the green light to new vaccines to boost immunity through the rest of the surprisingly big summer wave and the surge expected this winter. It's the third time the shots have been updated to match new COVID strains since the original vaccines. But it's unclear how many people will choose to get the injection. Only about 22% of eligible adults got one of the last ones.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.